For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull. Eugene police say they now have a composite rendering of an at-large suspect in three cold case murders. Authorities and grieving relatives hope the breakthrough leads to an arrest. The three murders all happened roughly 30 years ago. Using DNA evidence from the crime scenes, a company called Parabon Nano Labs used what it calls snapshot phenotyping, which predicts the physical appearance and ancestry of a suspect. EPD Detective Jennifer Curry says this could help solve the murders of victims Gladys Hensley, Janice Dickinson, and Geraldine Tuohy.
The goal is to generate new investigative leads. We feel like we have a lot of good evidence in this case, but we need investigative leads so that we can attach that DNA to a person.
The EPD paid $3,600 for each DNA analysis and got its suspect sketches in September. One rendering shows the possible suspect at 25, the other at 55, both with average weight. Kay Maskell, sister of victim Janice Dickinson, says it gives her hope that the culprit will be caught.
I just want to ask you to please come forward. No matter how small you might think what you know or saw, let them decide if it's important here. Our family would really appreciate that.
Brian Bull, KLCC News.